Hello, everyone. This is Sandra Rowland, and I am the chair of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee for the 2021 year. Today is Monday, the 10th of May, and this is a meeting via teleconference. It is approximately 7:38 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Ali, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you like to call the roll?
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to do the task of secretary today. I have no use of my right hand and right arm, so I'm quite handicapped at the moment.
I understand.
Sorry about that.
No worries. I'll go ahead and call the roll. Let's see, that would be Ali Lexa?
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Here. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Still here.
Thank you. Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Have you joined the call? Okay, hopefully she'll be able to join in shortly. And myself, Sandra Rowland, is present. Since Ali is handicapped at this point, is there another person who's willing to volunteer to be the secretary for this meeting?
I'll do it.
Thank you, Alex. Okay, and the next step on the agenda is minutes approval from the 19th, which Vanessa sent out the same night of the meeting, and I just resent them along with the draft agenda probably 15, 20 minutes ago. Has everybody had an opportunity to review them? Okay, well, I have reviewed them, and I think they look perfectly fine. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the 19th of April?
So moved.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the minutes, the draft minutes from the 19th of April? Corrections? Okay. Hearing none, then these minutes from the 19th of April submitted by Vanessa are hereby approved. If we need to make any corrections later, we can always do that. Okay, so just a quick update. Hopefully everybody had an opportunity to review the ED job description and the attributes scoring card or whatever you want to call it. So those are the next two items up for agenda. I just want to give a quick report. I have reached out to Livingston and Associates via phone and email. I have not heard anything back. So I'm wondering if perhaps they either didn't get the voicemail messages or didn't receive the emails that were sent. I left another message again this evening. So at this point, we have nothing to report from Livingston and Associates. I was wondering if perhaps Alex might be interested in trying to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Perhaps because they may know more of you than they know of me. Or maybe.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that. I had a pretty good relationship with Tom Livingston. Going back actually to 2017 when he first came on board.
Okay.
To assist us. So I'll see if I could set up like a conference call between you, me, and Tom.
That would be great. I'm a little concerned that they haven't replied back, but I know people are busy, and I know the last communication they had from the personnel committee, aside from the most recent ones, was that, you know, the EB search was off, you know, and so they may not be putting a lot of weight to the emails and messages that I'm leaving, but if we can try to reach out again and just keep following up, maybe tag team, and hopefully get them on board so that we can have their assistance. Otherwise, we might end up just doing it on our own. Anyway, all right. So did everybody have an opportunity to read the ED job description? Is there any communications as far as suggestions for improving upon it or editing it in some form or fashion?
Sandra?
Yes.
I sent you all, I said I'd look around for some previous job descriptions that we had.
Uh-huh.
And I found a couple. First one I found actually goes back to 2011-2012 when I was last on the personnel, I think it was then called the hiring committee or something, but it is basically the personnel committee. So you might want to look at that. And then there's another one that I found that we were using in 2017 and 2018, and it, a quick inspection, to me, it looks like it's almost the same as the one we were using in 2012.
Okay, when did you send that, Alex?
Just a few minutes ago. It was a reply to your agenda.
Okay. All right. I see it. I see it here.
What time did you send it, Alex?
About 30.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Take a look at those.
I don't see it here.
It just popped into my inbox 10-15 minutes ago. So let's take a look here. You know, now that we've got some additional information again at the last minute, and I'm not faulting you at all, Alex. I do appreciate the additional information. Perhaps people would like to have some time to review this job descriptions that Alex has sent out to everyone.
Yeah, I apologize for throwing that.
No, it's perfectly all right. I understand. I made a bold statement. There is life outside of Pacifica.
Alex, I didn't receive that. Could you possibly send it again? Or I didn't receive that here. 7:30, you said you sent it?
It showed up in my inbox at 7:28 p.m. Central Standard Time.
If you received Sandra's original email, I did a reply all to that one. So
okay, thank you.
Forget it.
Yeah, I'm not finding it either.
Well, does anybody have any suggestions or comments or want to open discussion regarding the ED job description?
I mean, I can read it if you want. It might be if there's actually anybody out there listening. They might be curious.
Actually, I did get a communication from someone who listened to the last meeting and wanted to offer some suggestions, but I have not had an opportunity to get back with that person. But if nobody objects, I'm perfectly happy to have Alex read what he's offered. Are there any objections? Okay, Alex?
Which one do you want? You want to read the original 2012 version?
Well, yes. Go ahead and start with that one.
I don't really think it's substantially different than the one we were using in 2017, 2018. Frankly, it seems like it stayed pretty much the same. There might have been some slight changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long, so let me read it. It's like 3 pages. I mean, it'll take about 10 minutes to go through the whole thing, I'm guessing.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, the first part is kind of a summary of the sort of an overall summary, and then after that it's followed by a list of the detailed duties and responsibilities that this position entails. So let me read the overall summary. One, position reports to the executive director is selected, supervised, and discharged by and reports to the collective body of the Pacifica National Board of Directors. Two, definition, the executive director, here and after referred to as the ED, is the president of the Pacifica Foundation, general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator, and is responsible for management activities of the foundation pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, including hiring of station managers of the five sister stations and national staff, with the exception of the chief financial officer, implementation of board policies and bylaws, and oversight of fundraising, development, national programming, financial stability, physical integrity, and compliance with CPB, FCC, and ADA rules and regulations. The national finance staff works under the direction of the CFO. All Pacifica staff, including the CFO and other national finance staff, report to the ED. Both the CFO and the ED report independently to the board. Three, the ED ensures that the foundation operates in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion in compliance both with state and federal laws and with the mission of the foundation to operate radio outlets that encourage the creative skills and energies of the community to contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between such groups, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, and to employ varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, comprehensive news on all matters affecting the community. And now we come to the detailed duties and responsibilities. And there's some overall categories. The first category is general administration. It says, one, responsible for fundraising, such as the oversight of grant writing, major donor events, direct mail campaigns, etc. Two, managing and supervising national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio stations and other business units in accordance, in compliance with the objectives and policies of the board of directors and consistent with the Pacifica mission. Three, appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor and each year when election for delegates are held. Four, selecting general managers for each sister station upon vacancy from candidates presented by the local station board. Five, selecting interim general managers when needed to fill vacancies. Six, hiring, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff. Positions include, but are not limited to, human resource director, Pacifica Radio Archives director, assistant to the director, national technical director, affiliates program director, webmaster, network programming coordinator, news bureau director, administrative assistant, national development director. Seven, conducting annual evaluations of supervised national staff and general managers with recommendations and consultation with human resources where appropriate. Okay, and then the next category is governance. So under that is item number eight, attending and participating in meetings of the Pacifica National Board and the Coordinating Committee, including teleconferences, regular and special meetings. Nine, ensuring the effective organization of in-person PNB meetings. That's a little bit old since we haven't had an in-person PNB meeting in quite a while, including preparation of board packets and cooperation and assisted by the board chair and or coordinating committee. Next item is communication. 10, conforming to the communication policies established by the board, including accurate reports and provision of appropriate information for directors upon request. 11, supporting the PNB in fulfilling its governance role through regular communications with the board and its officers. 12,
human, this is my category is human resources, ensuring that stations and the networks are managed according to state FCC and CPB requirements, including state and federal labor and employment regulations, and that any grievances are addressed and resolved in a fair and timely manner. 13, participating in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations and respond to union requests in collaboration with the general managers, CFO, and human resources as appropriate. 14, supervising compliance with Americans for Disabilities Act. 15, encouraging equal opportunity and diversity in staffing, management, and programming at stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and in the national office. And the next category is finances. 16, working with and supervising the chief financial officer, overseeing the foundation's budget, and providing for fiscal integrity of the foundation within the approved limits of the PNB. 17, developing fiscally sound budgets in coordination with the CFO, general managers, and the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. 18, reviewing financial statements with the CFO. 19, monitoring and or authorizing expenditures as appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, consultant hires. 20, bringing contracts to the coordinating committee and PNB for review and or approval based on current policies. 21, providing opportunities for paid and unpaid staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage and or national programming. 22, ensuring the development of excellent national programming that covers major political and cultural events and topics. 23, ensuring that technical systems, equipment, and structures adequate for the production and distribution of programs are maintained. 24, responsible for guiding the foundation through technological changes and taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission. 25, overseeing and developing affiliate relations and other collaborations in order to encourage productive and mutually beneficial relationships. 26, promoting activities and development that makes it possible for Pacifica to maximize its audience and expand its membership. Okay, that was programming. Now comes the heading is legal. Managing litigation and other legal matters with the PNB in consultation with Foundation Counsel and other attorneys as needed. The ED and Foundation Counsel are responsible for promptly reporting all legal matters to the PNB. Retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract. 28, developing, monitoring, and enforcing procedures and policies and maintaining confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the human resources director or firm. And the last item is called promotion, and under that, 29, serving as spokesperson for the Pacifica Foundation, representing it in business relationships with other national and state nonprofits, government agencies, the media, professional organizations, and similar groups. And 30, expanding positive public awareness of Pacifica through community events, media outreach efforts, and development of promotional campaigns, including prevailing technology and social media. That's it.
Thank you, Alex. So, what we're looking for in an executive director is a tall order to fill. Does anybody have any comments or discussion?
This is Heather. I just want to say I did find the document, so I ended up reading it, you know, while Alex was giving it to us. So so thank you for that, Alex. Go ahead, Sandra. I'm sorry. I'd like to
no, that's
in
fine.
The discussion.
No,
it is fine. Comprehensive, that's for sure. But I mean, all the issues of governance, communication, human resources, finances, programming. I guess we all know legal issues, promotion, and so forth. I guess we all know that those are central, right, for someone who is the ED, right? Anyway, I look forward to the discussion.
Yeah, let me say a word about this. First of all, there's no such thing as a perfect ED. So the perfect ED would be an expert in all these areas. But we know that's not reality. But we are listing all these areas because these are all responsibilities of the ED. And some EDs will be better in some areas than others, and those areas where they're not such complete experts, we expect that they will be delegating work or asking or consulting with experts in order to assist them. So it's not like we're expecting to get the perfect ED who's going to be an expert in everything. It's just not, that's just not reality.
Well, it's definitely a tall order to fill. But yes, a good executive director will know how to delegate and know how to reach out to folks that have more expertise in certain areas. Hence, our current interim executive director relies heavily on the foundation attorney for guidance regarding legal matters and that sort of thing. So,
this is Ali. I have a question.
Go ahead, Ali.
Did I hear someone say this description was from 2017?
This one is from 2012.
2012?
Yeah, there's another one I sent you from 2017, but the 2017 one is very, very similar to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can take a look at it.
I'm going to ask you.
And they're both, from what I can tell, a little bit more detailed than the one that I sent out, which I believe this, the one that I sent out previous to the last meeting, I am not 100% certain, but I believe that it was from Livingston and Associates, their version of the executive director job description. And it does cover pretty much all the same points. Of course, it's in a different format and whatnot. So I guess our homework at this point will be comparing the versions that Alex has sent us tonight against the one that I sent out at the last meeting.
Deciding if we're cobbling them
all together, or if we favor one over the other, or how does the body feel about proceeding with that?
Can I speak, Sandra?
Go ahead.
I think the one from Livingston and Associates is more, it's a more kind of general description of the skills required for the ED position. Whereas the one we came up with is very, very specific as to how that translates in the Pacifica environment. So it's not, it's not that one is better or worse. They're just sort of, looking at it from a different angle. You might want to try to combine the two. Maybe the original one from 2012 is just too much.
Well, it's pretty extensive. At the same time, I'm going to put myself on the stack. At the same time, we want people that are applying for this position to know what's expected of them. And I think that's being an honest broker and letting people know, these are the tasks at hand, and this is what you'll be expected to do.
It does a pretty good job also of of laying out the roles and responsibilities of the ED in relation to the board, in relation to the CFO, in relation to national management. And people have to be, you know, people who are applying for that position should be made aware of that. Maybe not initially, but at some point in the process, they really have to be clued in on exactly what the, you know, what the layers of responsibility are in this organization, because they're not, in some areas, they're very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of other organizations where the CFO is sort of supervised by the ED, but actually reports to the board. You know, it's kind of, you know.
Well, they're supervised, but they report to the board, and the board is the one that hires the CFO.
Right.
Right now, we're really lucky. We have a very good one, and we have a good interim executive director as well. So is there anyone else who would like to comment or have questions for Alex or just discussion? 2 cents?
No one? This is Heather. Could I?
Yes, please.
So, go ahead. So, Alex, I guess you pretty well explained, well, you tell me if you did, the difference between what you've just read and the previous description, right? I mean, is there anything else you could say about how you changed it at all?
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
You explained, I think, the difference in one that you, in the description you just read compared to what was the previous one, right? I mean.
No, the description from Livingston is much later than the one I read. The one I read is 2012, and the.
It precedes it then. Yeah, right. Okay, right. Okay. You didn't change it yourself. This is just what was available in 2012.
Well, I was one of the people who helped compose it. I was the chair of that search committee at the time.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Anyone else? Okay, so I would recommend that we allow ourselves a little bit more time to review the Livingston document along with both of the documents that Alex has sent out. Is anybody ready to vote on which job description we want to put forward at this time, or would everybody like to have a little more time to review everything?
More time from Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Anyone else?
More time from Heather as well.
Okay, so I get the sense that everybody would like to have a little more time to review everything, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Andrea?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Did I hear you and or Alex mention comments from a listener with some suggestions that you thought were worth looking at?
There was a listener who reached out to me after our last meeting and had some suggestions. He did not spell out what they were. I had intended to call him to get his input, but I have not done that so far. So, you know, that's on me, and I will get to it at some point. But, I'm curious to know what kind of suggestions other people that are out there listening might want to add to this committee. Okay, so given the ED job description discussion, are there any other comments or concerns, suggestions, questions?
Let me just suggest one other possibility.
Go ahead.
The item from Livingston and Associates is actually pretty good because it goes into the kind of skills we're looking for. So it's not, you know, you might consider maybe having both, you know, both a document like that and a detailed description of the responsibilities in the Pacifica context. You know, you might want to have both documents, maybe.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
I agree, and I'm wondering if perhaps the document that Livingston and Associates put together was maybe taken from the job descriptions that you've offered us tonight, you know, and just worded it a little bit differently, because
I don't know.
That's a question for Livingston and Associates, and unfortunately, it's been unresponsive thus far.
Yeah, I don't frankly remember exactly what we used anymore. I mean, I just found these old documents, but I could reach out to other people that were on the personnel committee like 2 or 3 years ago and see if they remember what the deal was.
That would be helpful, and I think if we can actually speak to Mr. Livingston to find out, you know, exactly where his document came from, he may be able to tell us, well, I was provided this job description and I reworked it in this format, you know, because it appears to me that the Livingston job description pretty much covers a lot of what was in the job description that you just read. It's just worded a little bit differently. So, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. It looks like we've already got a good basis to work from, both with the Livingston document and what you provided, Alex. So I get the sense that everybody would like a little bit more time to review and go over everything. And I think it would be safe to say that we can cover some of this via email. I would respectfully request that if you have comments or suggestions regarding either the Livingston job description and or the one that Alex has read out to us tonight, that you be sure and include it in the subject line, you know, comments or suggestions regarding ED job description, so that everybody will know that that's what they're looking at. To keep it just between the members of this committee so that we can kind of keep an eye out and monitor comments and suggestions from our fellow members. Is everybody agreeable to that?
Yeah.
Are there any objections? Okay, so no objections then. So we will continue with our homework and, you know, try to put forth the most comprehensive job description that we can provide, and hopefully we will have some sort of communication with Livingston and Associates that could maybe shed a little bit of light on how they came up with their particular document. Are there any more questions or comments regarding the executive director job description? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the ED attributes and scoring. Alex, since you were on the previous iteration of the personnel committee, do you have any recollection about this attributes scoring?
You know, I don't remember this. You sent out a document which had listed a lot of attributes and some mm-hmm. kind of number next to it. I'm not sure what the number represented exactly. I really don't remember that at all, to tell you the truth. So it is possible we use something like that, but I simply do not recall. What I do recall is that we got a bunch of resumes, and we narrowed them down. I mean, the initial was about, I don't know, between 30 and 40. Livingston Associates did a pretty good job of just, you know, filtering out the ones that are just obviously, you know, didn't belong. So we were left with about 30 or something to look at. And then out of that, we made a series of iterative selections, and the first one, like we picked, like the, say the top 7 or 8. I don't remember the exact number, and from those 7 or 8, then we narrowed it down further to the top 5, and we finally came down to like the top 3. And those were the people we might have actually interviewed the top 5. I can't remember anymore. But, you know, at a certain point, when we narrowed it down to a manageable number, we started interviewing people. And at that interview process, we had, I think there were 3 finalists that we sent to the full board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's helpful to know. When I was the chair of the PNB Personnel Committee back in 2009, the group worked on questions that we wanted to ask the applicants, and everybody felt like it was really important to ask the same exact questions from all of the applicants. Last year, we kind of touched on applicant interview questions, and there was a strong feeling from some people that, you know, anybody that we deem a qualified applicant, that we should have perhaps a list of set questions that we send to them and have them answer them in writing, and then use some of that information to further narrow the field. But that's definitely going to be the next thing. You know, once we decide on a job description, it will be the actual interview process and questions that we want to pose to the candidates. And again, I don't feel the need to reinvent the wheel, because a lot of this has already been done before. I wish that I had not deleted those files from way back when, but I did. So if anybody wants to, you know, just put a draft together of how you think the interview process should be, how you think we should score applicants, questions that we would like to pose to applicants, I think that would be helpful. And again, that would be part of our homework from now until the next meeting to, you know, try to make it as thoughtful of a process as we can, while getting the types of responses that we feel like are important from each individual candidate. There's really not a lot more that we can do at this point until we hear back from Livingston and Associates and get some answers from them. Does anybody have any suggestions or questions or ideas about how that process should look?
Just one item there. I think we should agree on certain. There should be a set number of questions that we should agree on. I don't think it's a good idea to allow people to ad lib in the course of the interview, because that could open up a whole can of worms, and it almost has in previous searches.
Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with that. We should have all of our questions spelled out beforehand, and everybody should agree, you know, on what they feel like is the important questions to pose to candidates. Now, when we did our general manager search here in Houston, you know, we had a rather large and unwieldy committee, and everybody, you know, put forth questions. And then we did kind of a poll to determine what questions everybody thought were the most pertinent or the most important. And then the top, I think it was 20 questions, were the ones that we posed to the candidates. So does anybody have an idea as to what they think the ideal number of questions we should ask?
I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Okay. So, well, we've got our work cut out for us, and I don't think we need to spend a lot of time here tonight. I think it's really important to get Livingston and Associates on board with this new search. And like I said, it's a little disappointing that they have not responded. But again, they may have other things that are a higher priority, and they may not feel like, you know, since we stopped the search last fall, that we're probably, you know, I don't know, not ready to go forward.
Well, we'll explore that. I'll give them a call tomorrow and see what's going on.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
This is Heather. Could I ask another question?
Sure, go ahead.
I just want to ask, so as far as the questions are concerned, I don't know if I missed something. Do we have a list of previous questions, or do we have that example by any chance?
I do not have a list of previous questions. Perhaps
okay.
Alex?
I don't. I mean, I might be able to find some somewhere, but I'm not looking right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking that would be something where we can, we don't want to reinvent the wheel, but at the same time, you know, we've got new people on this committee, and I respect everybody's willingness to find the best executive director that we can. So it would be just a matter of if, you know, put yourself in the interviewee's chair or in the interviewer's chair and maybe think of five questions that you think are pertinent to ask any applicant. And then if we all submit five questions, then maybe that gives us a jumping off point where we can discuss the questions and decide, you know, which ones that we think are you know, the most useful to getting the information that we need from the candidates. So that's something that we could do in the meantime while we're waiting to hear back from Livingston and Associates. Is everybody willing to, you know, look at the job descriptions and just think about what you would expect to have in the way of an executive director and maybe come up with five questions that we can submit to each other via email, and then next time we can go over the questions? Would that be agreeable to everyone? Okay, well, there's something we can start with then. Are there any other questions or comments that anybody has?
Sandra?
Yes.
Holly?
Go ahead.
But do we have a rough timeline that we're even looking at this point?
Well, no. Not that I've been made aware of. You know, the Finance Committee, after speaking with our CFO, she designated that, you know, there's funds budgeted for the pay of an executive director, but all of the budgets have not been reviewed and approved. And so I think all of that will come into play at some point.
We don't have a timeline, but there is one practical consideration. I mean, hanging over the heads of everything is this referendum that'll turn the structure of Pacifica upside down if it passes. So it probably makes sense to, you know, to do the operational part of the search after the referendum, which I assume will not pass, but you know, you never know, of course. I just don't really see somebody applying for this position when we're in the middle of possibly completely changing our structure from top to bottom. And, you know, they want to know what they're getting into, probably.
Well, I agree. I think that's a valid point. We don't know what's going to happen. So in the meantime, our work is, you know, to come up with some.
We can prepare. I think at this point we're in a preparatory stage, and once we know where we stand, which will be by, you know, sometime in July, then we can go into the next stage of actually, you know, sending out applications and interviewing people and all that stuff.
Okay, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Does anybody have comments or suggestions?
So just to kind of understand this, basically we're just laying out the groundwork and really won't start moving on this until after the referendum election happens. Like, we're not going to start putting any ads out or anything like that until afterwards.
I think that's reasonable to assume at this point, because we don't know what's going to happen.
That was the commitment, but I don't think it makes too much sense to do stuff like that until after we can tell somebody this is what the Pacifica Foundation is. So.
Right. Well, and I agree. We don't know what's going to happen. And so we can just be prepared in the meantime by reaching out to Livingston and Associates, by reviewing the job descriptions, by coming up with some questions that we would pose to viable candidates, you know, and just being prepared. We won't know until July whether the referendums pass or not. So I think at this point, it would be safe to say that we can set our next meeting for, I don't know, do we want to try for the second Monday in June, which would be June the 13th, or even the third Monday in June, which would be the 20th. Anybody have any ideas on that?
Well, we're not going to get the results of the election until early August, if I'm remembering correctly.
July.
It'll all be
done in first or second week in July. You'll have the results. Yeah.
Well, I think we should meet again on the 20th of June.
I mean, let me just say this. It's unfortunate, this thing. I mean, this is one of the reasons I was asking people not to go ahead with this referendum, but some people didn't want to listen to me.
So, this is Ollie, if I can talk.
Go ahead, Ollie.
So, I would say, you know, for now, if we could work on the job description and try and settle on which one we want to use, or pick the one we want to use and modify it if we need so that's ready to go when we're ready to move forward.
I think, you know, we have time. There's no certain deadline that we have to have it done before. We don't know what's going to happen with the referendums, and so I think our goal right now is to be as prepared as we can so that once we do know what's happening, we can get to work quickly and get the job description posted, and then start with Livingston and Associates posting for the actual applicants, so that we can see how that will look. And that, you know, that gives us a little over a month to work on that, and we can, like I said, do it via email if you have suggestions or whatnot regarding questions or the job description. I think a lot of that will come into focus for us once we have some answers from Livingston and Associates. So I'm not expecting everybody to just, you know, spin the wheels and work at something that won't ever come to fruition. But if you have the time and you want to jot it down or send an email to the group, those suggestions and ideas, questions, will all be welcome. by everyone. I know they'll be welcomed by me. So, does anybody object to meeting on the 20th of June to see where we are? Okay, so hearing that, none.
Sounds good to me. Sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
That's fine. Hearing no objections, we'll go ahead and set the next meeting for June the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in the meantime, let's try to do some email communications regarding how we see this process going forward.
Okay.
Can I just ask one question before we go?
Absolutely.
I want to know if anyone here or everyone here has seen this article that Lou Hill wrote in 1951. Has anybody seen that? It's called The Theory of Listener-Sponsored Radio. Has anybody seen that?
I believe that I read that quite some time ago, but
long ago. Okay.
It does not ring a bell at the top of my mind right now. So.
I'll probably send it out to the whole board too. Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, I mean, I need to say, you all, forgive me, I just want to mention this, that, I mean, I knew that Lou Hill was a pacifist, but I had no idea that he took this from the Quakers, which absolutely makes sense. So I thought, wow, this is great. So yeah,
well,
I'll send it out to the whole group. Sorry?
Certainly appreciate it if you would do that. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So. Is there anything else that anybody wants to comment on before we go? Okay, so do I hear a motion to adjourn at this point?
We'll move, Tom.
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for participating. Let's see what we can come up with via email, and we'll go forward from there. Alex and I will continue to reach out to Livingston and Associates. Hopefully we can get some information from them soon that we can share with everyone.